بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: العلم نور، الصيام جند، الصدقة برهان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من شاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is Jumaa, 31st August in Masjid Umar Farooq, Indonesia. Inshallah, we will discuss few basic aspects about zakat. Firstly, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Ta'ala for making us of the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Generally, we Muslims give out zakat in the month of Ramadan, which inshallah should start tomorrow. Concerning zakat, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned zakat and salat about 32 times together. Separately, it has been mentioned also many times in Quran Kareem. It is pillar of Islam, it is obligatory for Muslims to give zakat, those who are liable to give zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us a deen that is very simple and easy, and it creates an economical balance in society, that the haves must give the have-nots, that those who possess must give those who do not possess. Zakat is not a tax. Tax, you do not get reward for it. But by giving zakat, zakat is an ibadah. The giver of zakat, provided he is doing it properly, correctly, sincerity, full of humility, fulfilling his obligation, he will be rewarded, and it is an ibadat. Tax is no ibadat. However, remember that the person giving zakat must have an attitude that Allah Jalla Majdahu has blessed me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using my wealth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his wealth. I am giving the zakat so that my wealth becomes purified. Because meaning of zakat, literal meaning, dictionary meaning of zakat is to purify, to clean, to purge. So what he does, that by giving 2.5% of your assets, then you are purifying the rest. All the other wealth becomes purified. It is cleaned, it is purged of the dirt, of the filth. And it becomes absolutely now halal and permissible for a person to utilize his wealth when he has now fulfilled the obligation instituted by Allah Jalla Majdahu. And Sharia zakat means that assets minus liability, the figure that is remaining, you give 2.5% of that in obligatory charity. Now the receiver of zakat, the one who is getting zakat, the needy, the destitute, the widow, the wayfarer, the one in debt, the poor. Now these must not think that it is my birthright to get zakat. The mentality has to be correct on both sides. The giver of zakat must know this is a blessing from Allah Jalla Majdahu. The receiver of zakat must know that this is not my birthright, but this is the beauty of Islam that it is catering for me. And it is helping me, it is supporting me. Now assets, minus liabilities, what is an asset? In Islam, with respect to elders, an asset would mean that which you are possessing. You have to possess that. You have to own it. Possess it, you have to own it. And you have to have what we call haqq at-tasarruf, right of distribution over that asset. Haqq at-tasarruf means that you can do whatever you want to with that wealth. It is yours. Now you will have right of distribution over it when you got control over it, when you are owner of it, and when you have possession of it. That is why there is no immediate zakat on pension fund or provident fund. Because you got no control over it, although you are technically owner of it, but you have no possession of it. It is like a person, he is traveling in a train, and especially this happens in India, under where the train is stopped, the train is stopped on the bridge, under that there is water, there is Salat time comes. You can see the water, you got no control over the water, you can see the water, you cannot use that water, you can see that water, if you try to go there, perhaps the train moves off. So zakat, also you have to own that wealth, you have to possess that wealth, you have to control that wealth, you have to have right of distribution of that wealth. And fifthly, that wealth must be with you for what we call whole, for one Islamic lunar year. One Islamic lunar year, that wealth must be with you. Here I understand something. That the zakat law as per Sharia is that hypothetically speaking, you got 100,000 rand in the first month of your 12-month period. And it fluctuates. First month you got 100,000 rand. Then a few months later you got 80,000 rand. Then a few months later you got 200,000 rand. And the end of the zakat period, your calculation time, you had 300,000. Now there are various possibilities here. One possibility will be that no, since I started with 100,000, 100,000 was with me throughout the entire period, so I must give 100,000. Sharia does not want you to do that. One possibility will be that you take all your figures of 12 months, your 8 month figures, and then you divide it by 12, because your period is calculated by 12, and you get an average and you give on that. Sharia does not want you to do that. What Sharia wants you to do, your end figure, that you had 300,000 at the end, at the time of calculation of your zakat, Sharia wants you to give on that figure. The reason being that there is a principle, and I understand this principle, that the mufti, that the law is designed for the betterment and enhancement of the poor. So the calculation will be made in favor of the poor so that the rich must give out more. So the rich must give out more. That is why I respect the elders. See a person on the 11th month, let's say hypothetically speaking, he got 200,000 rand as his asset. And just before calculation, someone gave him 1 million rand. How he got the million rand, perhaps he got it by inheritance. Someone was in a good mood, his uncle gave him 1 million rand. So, now he's got 1 million and he's got his capital which was with him, 200,000. He has to give on 1.2. Why? Because that million that he got, when it came into contact with the 200,000, which was zakatable, in itself is stated wrong, because it touched zakatable wealth. When it touched zakatable wealth, automatically its status increased and its status shot up. Now we have to give out 1.2. That's one reason. Second reason, that as we have explained, that it will be benefit of the poor. Instead of giving out 200,000, no, he must give out 1,200,000. Why? In that the poor will benefit, the calculation will be more for the benefit of the poor. And Shariat is worried, Islam is worried of the welfare and the well-being, and to cater for the underprivileged and the poor and the needy and the destitute and the widow and the one who is in debt. Shariat is worried about that. The Sufis also take out one law from here. And this is written where in Sheikh Zakaria's kitab, Shariat wa Tariqat, in the beginning pages you see the statement of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ghamghari, where he says that Sahaba, because of the spiritual personality of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a person walked in the gathering of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the state of Iman, and he stayed with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just for a moment, for a few minutes, then his status shot up past wilayat, past stage with everything. Why? Because he came in contact with the best of the personalities of the world. He came in contact with beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His status shot up. Similarly, that million that came in the end, just before your calculation, his status shot up so much that now you have to give zakat on that. Obviously, now, assets minus liabilities, that you got a figure. This figure here, how you know you have to give zakat or not? You say if it is equal to the nisab or above the nisab. Now what is this nisab that we talk here of? 87 grams of gold or 612 grams of silver. The equivalent of that, if you got, for example, in our time, 2,750 rand, then you will be one giving zakat. Now you can give zakat, alhamdulillah. And who you should give zakat to? Who? Very simple, respected elders. There is a formula that we have worked out, that if you stand up and spread your arms, then you make one formula that all that from where you came from, your father, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, all that you cannot give zakat. And all that came from you, your son, your daughter, that you can't give zakat. And in the side, your brother, your sister, give the zakat. A husband cannot give the wife zakat, the wife cannot give the husband zakat. And here, there is another point. We have got a general attitude that we give our zakat, alhamdulillah. It is valid. I am not saying it is not valid. That anybody come, alhamdulillah, give a big check, send him away. So now in your mind you say, okay, my zakat is over. And you say, okay, they can sort it out. Respected elders, ulama al-kiram are very clear about this. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, etc., clearly state this. That when you're giving your zakat, give your kith and kin first. Give your relatives first. We want to be classified generous, hospitable, or big man. We want to be lifted. And we give very big check. Meanwhile, our own kith and kin, our own relatives, they are starving, they need zakat, they require zakat. But we are very famous for our generosity, giving everywhere else besides where we are supposed to start from. If South Africans give zakat, respected elders, then there will be no better in the street. And there should be one organization, respected elders, that should try to address the issue. So how come in South Africa we have got at every robot, we got beggars? And every corner beggars are walking around. So what is happening? People are giving their zakat. And when you give zakat, start from your kith and kin, your relatives. Then start from your zone, your extension. Then go beyond that to your locality. Go beyond that to your province. Go beyond that to your country. Then go outside.
respect his elders, we've got that thing, all of upside down. We are starting from the other side. Then also respect his elders, when you're giving your zakat, be careful. Give it to those organizations that have got checks and balances in place. Give it to those organizations that have got ulama supervising it, that they must know who your zakat is supposed to be given. And also understand that you cannot use zakat money, for example, building masjid. You cannot use zakat for building wealth. You cannot use zakat for building madrasa. You cannot use zakat for wages. You cannot use zakat, for example, for funeral expenses. Because the dead man cannot take possession of it. The dead man cannot take possession of it. And the precondition for zakat is that the person has to take possession of it. Dead man cannot take possession of it. Yes, give it to his poor relatives who will pay for his funeral expenses. That is permissible. The masjid, you cannot use it for masjid because the masjid per se is not a person. It cannot take possession of it. So all these laws, respected elders, pertaining to zakat, who you can give, who you cannot give. If you go to my website, alislam.co.za, there are various kitabs. One is called Basic Information on Zakat. Another kitab is called Zakat Made Easy. Third one, where I am now talking off from, is called Zakat in Detail. Got any questions on that, you can email me. It's on the site. You can go and ask the question on Zakat. And if you do not know how to calculate your zakat, then get one alim. Tell him, come here in my office. Then tell him, listen, you help me to calculate the zakat. But also be careful. Get that alim, after he calculates the zakat, he doesn't come and write it on the masjid board. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.